WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of Brooklyn sass. Today, we're diving into something super juicy, something that trips us up more often than not. Guilt and shame. Ever feel like you're carrying around these heavy baggage bags? You know that feeling when you made a decision, maybe even a small one, and it just weighs on you, making you question everything. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools to help us ditch those emotional shackles and live a more authentic, happier life. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots, folks. It's about understanding our emotions, recognizing their power over us, and learning how to manage them effectively. And when it comes to guilt and shame, well, let's just say Stoicism has some sage advice that can change the game. First up, acceptance is key. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, we often spend so much energy resisting our feelings, trying to push them down, or pretend they don't exist. But guess what? That just makes them fester and grow stronger. Stoicism encourages us to acknowledge those feelings of guilt or shame without judgment. Just accept them for what they are, a part of the human experience. Next up, perspective is everything. Ever heard the saying, everything happens for a reason? Well, while that might sound cheesy, Stoics truly believe in finding meaning in our experiences, even the tough ones. Instead of getting bogged down by what ifs or dwelling on past mistakes, try to see those experiences as opportunities for growth and learning. You know, like, okay, I messed up this time, but what can I learn from it? How can I use this experience to be better next time? Thirdly, remember that you're not alone. We all mess up, we all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Don't let those feelings of isolation trap you in a cycle of self-criticism. Connect with others, talk about your experiences, and remember that everyone is fighting their own battles. Sharing your story can be incredibly liberating and remind you that you're not the only one struggling with these emotions. Fourthly, focus on what you can control. You can't change the past, but you can absolutely shape your future. Instead of dwelling on things you regret, channel your energy into actions that align with your values and goals. Every small step you take towards becoming a better version of yourself is a victory worth celebrating. And finally, practice forgiveness both towards yourself and others. Holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you in the long run. Forgive yourself for past mistakes, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Extend that same compassion to others who have wronged you. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning their actions. It means releasing the grip they have on your emotions and freeing yourself from the burden of anger. Let me tell you a quick story. A friend of mine, let's call him Mike, was absolutely crushed after failing a big presentation at work. He felt this overwhelming wave of shame and guilt, replaying every awkward moment in his head over and over. He isolated himself for days, feeling like a complete failure. One day, I took him out for coffee. We talked not about the presentation itself, but about the lessons he could learn from it. We talked about how everyone makes mistakes, how failures are opportunities to grow, and how focusing on self-compassion was more important than beating himself up. Mike eventually realized that this wasn't the end of the world, it was just a bump in the road. He started taking small steps to improve his presentation skills, practicing with confidence, and slowly but surely he rebuilt his self-esteem. Remember, folks, letting go of guilt and shame is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when those feelings creep back in, that's okay. Just remember the tools we talked about today. Acceptance, perspective, connection, control, and forgiveness. Practice them daily, even in small ways, and you'll find yourself navigating life with more ease, authenticity, and joy. So go out there and live your best life, guilt-free and shame-free. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. And as always, keep those Stoic vibes flowing. We'll catch you on the next episode of Modern Stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.